Communicating with your audience matters. Communicating. Communicating with your audience. Noun. Directly reaching out to specific people on a one-on-one level over social media. I've been in communication with a top recruit who also happens to be a very cool person. This third C ties into the others we've already discussed. In some ways, your content is already one form of communicating with your audience. But you need to go a step further. Always message your audience. When someone, but particularly a potential recruit, accepts a connection request, send them a message. The only trouble is that most people don't understand what types of messages to send. A lot of people think it should be a right hook. I'm here to tell you, don't ever send a right hook, right out of the gate. You don't show up on LinkedIn and say, "Oh, by the way, I'm hiring. Oh, by the way, here's the 10 bullet points that you should look at that represent why my company is amazing. Can we meet?" No, that's a right hook nobody wants to be hit by, and it's not an effective system. Recruiting is about relationship building. Patience is where great recruiters win. Instead, try this quick script on LinkedIn, though try to bring your own personal brand and flavor to your messages. "Hi, new connection. Thanks for connecting with me. I've endorsed your top skills, and I love your post about blank. I look forward to engaging with you here on LinkedIn." You'll notice that at this point, you've already brought them value by endorsing them. Anytime you message, try to bring value however you can, whether it's through a useful article, podcast, or video that you saw. These messages can take a form as simple as this. "Hi," insert their name, "I read this great TED Talk that I think you'll also like. I hope it brings some value to your day." One thing you will also notice is that nowhere in the messages does it ask for anything in return. They do not ask for purchases, phone calls, recruiting messages, etc. When you're giving value, it has to be something that is valuable to your audience and gives no benefit back to you. There is a time and a place for recruiting conversations, and initial messages are not it. I will cover messages that contain an ask in the section on conversations, but I advise you not to skip ahead as it will be detrimental to your recruiting efforts. Communication also means listening and reacting. Engage with your newsfeed. When a connection makes a post that resonates with you, like it. Leave a comment. This doesn't take much time. A comment can be as short as, "Great post," their name. "Thanks for sharing some wisdom today." This will go miles toward helping them feel a greater connection with you, and it will bring value to them by elevating their content. At the same time, if someone comments on your post, comment back. It looks pretty arrogant to see someone take the time to read and respond to your ideas, and then to give them the cold shoulder. Even something as simple as this is plenty. "Thanks. It's great to know this resonated with you." Social media often relies on the law of reciprocity. When you're commenting on someone's posts, they want to comment on yours. Then your content reads as better to the algorithm, and you are able to build more social proof. It's a really great feedback loop. Often, I'll also communicate with my audience by sending a message to people who even just liked my content. I'll say something as simple as, "Thanks for engaging with my content. It means a lot to me." I've provided these scripts just to give an idea of how fast and easy communication can be, but I want you to try to draft a few right now, and try to put your voice and personal brand into these scripts. If you have a specific recruit in mind right now, perhaps tailor your scripts toward that person. Remember, they don't have to be long to provide a lot of value, but the key thing is do not sell, and do not recruit.